On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's Rory Sloane.
In comes Sloane, and he has put it through the Sloane off. Rory! Rory!
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the champ is back for 2017. Not in studio today, obviously fresh off the training track. Hey, Sloaney, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Oh, it's good to be back with the family. Thank you.
Now, mate.
Oh, no.
We have got the connections. Mm. Have you just tell us who it was that hurt your eye socket and we'll finish him.
It's all over.
I think Brody Smith already released that on an interview a couple of weeks ago. And he really threw Joshy Jenkins under the bus. So it was the way it happened, and I'll show you boys the footage at some stage. It was the most unlucky injury you can possibly imagine. It was just a finger straight to the eyeball, an absolute bullseye, and caused a bit of damage, unfortunately, which wasn't ideal.
No, well, we didn't think JJ would have dealt out the physicality too much on you there, Sloane Dog. How did it go? And everything's all good and tracking nicely. I see a nice cheeky tweet today in reference to maybe a few frontliners missing round one. I reckon you might be right.
Yeah, so I had the surgery last Thursday. It all went really well, actually, so... they had to insert a fake phone,
What are you doing with your phone, Sloaney? Where are you?
Are you there?
Yeah, that's better.
Yeah, get up on
Come
it.
On, mate.
Yes. Sorry, mate. Yeah. They had to insert an artificial bone to replace my eye socket that had been sort of mushed up, they said. So
jeez.
Now I've had that done. I'm on the mend. I can't run until next week, which is a bit unfortunate. I'm still going a little bit insane, just staring at walls and riding the bike and that kind of thing.
Mate, are you in a salt bath or are you in a relaxation tub? You're coming in and out on that phone. What are you doing?
No, I'm right here. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Sloane Dog, what do you say to the Crows fans regarding the Adelaide Crows midfield depth? Obviously, you should be right for round one, but obviously Crouchy, Tomo, Cam Ellis-Yolman, shattering news for the young man with the knee. What do you say to the fans? It's not all doom and gloom for round one, is it?
No, not at all. We've been training since November now, but we've been training just to get some more depth in our midfield, and we need to rotate more guys through there, and that's what you'll see. You'll see a lot more numbers go through there. I mean, you saw Curtly Hampton, you saw Rory Atkins, Charlie Cameron. These guys had plenty of speed, which is probably what was lacked on my behalf, actually, in the last couple of years, a little bit of speed in there. So I'm excited that these guys will come through and play some time in our midfield. And yeah, as you mentioned before, poor Cam Ellis-Yolman. I mean, he had a great summer, great preseason. Was looking really, really good, Nick, and unfortunately did possibly the worst football injury he can do.
Did he realise he'd done it, Sloane? Because it was sort of something that came out late, like obviously training this week when he went for the scans on Monday morning. Was he aware after the game that it was done?
No, I don't think so. I think, as you probably can gather from the game, he had his knee strapped up at certain times from it and that kind of thing. So, look, I have noticed this happen before. I remember years ago, Cody Martin did his knee during a game, but played on and didn't realise until after as well. So, I'm not sure what the medical diagnosis is of that, but I'm pretty sure it happens every now and then.
Mate, are you in trouble with the law? You've got the voice decoder on there.
The voice decoder?
Yeah, you're dropping in and out into a nice little deep sort of voice type thing with this connection.
Maybe a dodgy iPhone or something. I've got a new one.
Hey, Sloane, have you been to the Fringe? Any Fringe acts that you've been to and had a bit of a giggle? Who do you recommend, Sloane Dog?
No, I went and saw Eddie Ift the other night, Saturday night. It was very, very funny. He had me crying with laughter at one stage, which is rare for me, so I did enjoy him. We actually went and saw a $10 freak show the other night, which was quite interesting.
Jeez.
That was called the Freak Show, so a bit of a lucky dip with that. We actually had a good one, which was quite funny.
Nice.
Any recommendations?
Well, I haven't been, so I wouldn't know. I'm asking you.
Go see Eddie Ift, mate.
Eddie Ift.
Nice.
Right, you are.
Hey, Sloaney, we can't do it today, but please assure me that Sloaney's Song of the Week will be back for 2017. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I've got one prepared for you today.
Hang on.
I hate to break the news.
Hold your powder,
Tiger. There's a couple of rules you probably didn't read in the fine print of your contract.
Mm. Oh, no.
Nah.
If you're not in studio, you can't request.
And
secondly, we're going to an ad break after this.
And if I'm not playing, this week, yeah. I don't want.
All right, but just keep your powder dry. Hold on to that one for next time when you're in. But I'm glad to hear it's back for 2017.
Great, but we're not playing this song that he's just requested.
What? You don't like it, do you?
No.
Have a crack at him then.
Eye of the Tiger.
Yeah, have a crack at him.
Nah, you can do better than that, Slaney. Some of stuff last year was first class.
But think about the eye, mate. I just want something to.
It's play on words.
No, I don't care if it's play on words. We don't play that song on this station, mate.
Oh, right.
Do we, Sean?
Yeah, I think we do. Yeah.
Tell you what, Slaney, you just stick to what you do best, and that's picking great songs and playing great footy. I'll deal with Fat Santa in my own time.
Love you, mate.
I'll play the
X, mate. Love this song. Get it on.
And Slaney, for Christ's sake, can you come in with five Fringe Show reviews just to keep the fat man happy?
He's just a little upset I'm not in studio.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. All right, champ. Good to have you back, buddy.
Thanks very much.
See you, mate.
I'll speak to you next week.
See you, buddy.
Good luck, mate. Ta.